during the season of Lent. And of course, we notice this every day in the Gregorian Mass, where the readings of all the Psalms have become very long, two or three pages long, like this one is. But in this rite, especially on Sundays, we will see more and more so until Easter, that the readings become very long. But they have a beautiful story to tell, just as this reading of the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, who, by the way, is Saint Photina, and her two sons that came with her, who also became Catholics, and all of them later were martyred for the faith. That's how much the word of Jesus took hold in their hearts, as it should take hold in our hearts. But our Lord uses these tools of life. This is not a parable. This is a real story. They are there and they come to a town called Zikar in Samaria. And the Jews and the Samaritans were enemies. Whenever they talked about sinners and those who, in their opinion, were going to hell, for those who believed in hell, they always talked about the Samaritans. They wanted nothing to do with them. They crossed the street and refused to talk to them. And so it was very much a surprise to the woman and to the apostles later on that Jesus talked to this woman. "Give me a drink." And of course she's surprised. "How can you, a Jew, ask me, the Samaritan woman, for a drink?" And then Jesus began to teach her. "If you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would say to him, 'Give me a drink,' and he would have given you living water." And she says, "You don't even have a bucket. This well is very deep. How can you have water?" She does not understand yet. And then Jesus begins to explain to her that whoever drinks the water that he will give, which is not just physical water like we have, it's not H2O, it is spiritual water. "The water that I will give to him will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And so indeed, once we are baptized, once we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who brings us sanctifying grace, we will have a spring of living water that comes forth from us. The life of grace, the life of the Catholic, who is filled with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he throws her for a loop. He knows everything. There's nothing that he doesn't know, and he knows what's going on here too. "Go get your husband." And she says, "Sir, I don't have a husband." And he says, "You're right. You don't have a husband. And the one, you have had five husbands." This, of course, is atrocious. Not only for us in this day and age, where united until death do us part, but also there is no divorce. There is no, and annulments are not a divorce. They just state there was never a marriage there. It was false to begin with. Fake, void, null. So she says, "I do not have a husband." And our Lord tells her, "Yes, you're right." And then she says, "I can see you are a prophet. Who else but a prophet would know all this?" And then she says, "Our ancestor worshipped on this mountain." Because that's how the Samaritans became the Samaritans. They did not worship in Jerusalem. She says, "You people," and of course, whenever you hear that word, "you people," there's something not so happy coming afterwards. "You people worship in Jerusalem, on Mount Zion." And then he says, "Believe me, the hour is coming when we will not either worship in Jerusalem nor here on Mount Zikar. We will be worshiping in spirit and truth." In spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. And in truth, Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. And then she realizes she gets closer and closer, for conversion is a slow process. For some, it's much slower than for others. I know that the Messiah is coming, and He will tell us everything. And then He says to her, and here is one of those instances where Jesus proclaims that He is God, that He is the Messiah. And the original, it would have been much more clear for us. I am. That is what God told Moses. I am. And I am speaking to you. At that moment, the disciples returned, and she went to get her people. And she came back with a lot of the townsfolk. And what's also interesting is that even though they had nothing to do with one another, they asked him to stay. They knew he was a Jew, not a Samaritan. And then he stayed with them 2 days. Not just 1 day, not just an hour, but 2 whole days. And they came to believe in him. And then they say to her, now we believe, not because of what you said. She was the introduction to the truth. And we too need to be the introduction to the truth to many people who do not believe, with whom we have contact in the world. We believe because we have heard and we have seen for ourselves. And we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. And so it is for us. We have come to believe, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.